spring cleaning. So I want to remind you, all the stuff you no longer want around your house, yeah, we don't want it either. You should see what people bring us. Used batteries? My best friend's wedding on DVD? A single shoe? The other day we got a rusty harmonica, which let me play the blues as I sorted through ice trays. Oh, and thanks to whoever donated the half-empty lighter. It let me set everything else you left us on fire. For the last time, people, it's a donation bin, not a dumpster.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
What do you do when you and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
Jury selections resume tomorrow in former President Trump's New York criminal trial. The court stands in recess today, Wednesday, a day off for the court. Deadly gunfire on a New York City street corner last night. The masked and hooded gunmen were riding scooters. The NYPD says one victim was killed, several other people injured around 6 p.m. in the Bronx. Several Russian missiles have hit an apartment building in northern Ukraine, killing at least eight people. Israel's military vows to retaliate for last weekend's Iranian missile and drone attacks, but how and when? We don't yet know. Former Democrat U.S. Senator and two-term Florida Governor Bob Graham has died. He was 87 years old. So far this morning, stock futures have been in positive territory on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow futures are up 170 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 49. The S&P futures are up 21 points. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you, they encourage you, and it's proven too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
It is Wednesday. Week is half through. Too many things I gotta do. Only 2 days until the weekend. This stupid job takes all my time. Always at work, I'm going berserk. Wish I could quit this job, but I gotta get some pay. I will someday, but for right now, I'm working hump day.
Hump day, hump day.
Lisa, 93.1 FM, WACV, welcome to Hump Day.
Seems like this week is going by slow, at least for me. Maybe it's...
You know, I'll tell you what it is. We started off the month with all the excitement and anticipation for the air show and the eclipse.
The eclipse.
And whatever followed that, seems like there was something there.
Yeah.
And now it's just freaking Wednesday. Where's, what's the next big deal?
That's
what
true.
Is the next big deal?
That's true. That is very true.
I don't know if you saw this. This happened in Butte, Montana. The video is on my Facebook page, so you can see this. How would you like to walk outside a store and see a freaking enormous elephant just walking around?
A full-size elephant in the road, in the roadway.
Yeah, we have some of the audio from that. Right here.
Elephant walking down the road. Oh my god. Only in Butte. A circus elephant got loose. Where are you going, friend? And he's gone.
There was some guy, I guess a trainer, was trying to chase this beast around, but...
I'm guessing Butte has a A zoo?
Or a circus. I think she said something about a circus being in town.
Oh, okay.
But I would love to hear Skipper's description of that.
Yes, right.
Now, once in a while, in fact, it hasn't happened lately, but I know the first few years I was here, it wasn't unusual to have a cow in the road.
No, there's no certain spots. That is, in central Alabama, that is not out of the question. In fact, up till recently, there were still cows on Vaughn Road, you know, right across the way there.
Yeah.
Now there's a neighborhood going in there.
Yeah. There's a bunch of building going around town. There's stuff being built near
Arrowhead. Not too far from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're at 13 minutes after 6 o'clock. Maybe the weather will bring us some excitement. And then, again...
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
No, the weather is kind of mundane as well. However, in my business, when you can say that in April, that's a good thing. Oh, my gosh. Knock on from Micah. Another warm day today with a high around 84. Dry. I think we're cloudy most of the day and through tonight. There is a weakening front on the way, but by the time it gets to us, it should fizzle. So I've got us dry today. Low tonight, 65. Tomorrow, another dry, warm day. High 86. Mostly cloudy. Then widely scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm on Friday and Saturday as another front approaches North Alabama. 87 Friday, 84 Saturday. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming much more likely on Sunday. And quite a bit cooler. No longer the 80s. How about a high barely scraping 70? So some much cooler air coming in on Sunday. Right now this morning, it's mostly cloudy. Calm winds. It's 63 at 614.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
I love bananas.
I like bananas.
You like bananas?
Of course I love bananas.
Why should I care?
Because it's National Banana Day.
No, bananas are delicious. Why is that our problem?
Do you know how many things you can make
from the banana?
So many things.
It's National Banana Day.
Banana peels are really slippery.
National Banana Day.
Happy National Banana Day.
Bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Showtime. Celebrating Banana Day. So the election was yesterday, and I made a prediction, and I turned out to be right. Caroline Dodson beat Dick Brubaker.
Yeah, and he had more votes in the original election, yeah.
That's correct, and I'm going to give you two reasons, a two-word explanation for her victory. Donald Trump. Hmm. Because when I was at the polling place, I talked to a few people yesterday, and I asked who they were voting for, because that was the big one. And they mentioned her and had originally, like me, voted for Mr. Brubaker. And then started to hear some of the stories early on. And one thing a Republican who wants to win today has to do is not be a rhino, a Republican in name only.
Yeah.
And the dissing of Trump, I think that's what did him in. It wasn't a huge win, you know, in terms of number of votes. In fact, the number of people turned out to vote is kind of pathetic. We spent a good time yesterday.
Oh, was it low? A low number?
Yeah, at least on the Republican side. Mm. But I think that's what did it. I think that she, you know, knowing that Trump has at least a decent chance to win, depending on the cheating in November. I mean, who's going to vote for four more years of this? I think that's what did it. And I predicted that she would win.
Where's she from?
She is from Monroeville.
Well, okay.
That area. Yeah. Works for a law firm and obviously relatively unknown. So, and look, if men aren't going to have the balls to do something about the never-ending crap that we see both at the local level and nationally, then we need the women to do it, because they're far more fearless when it comes to standing up for conservative agenda. So now we have to hope that she can beat Shamari Figures, who is going to be her opponent for District 2.
I don't even know that person.
No. none of these people. And such a such a leap from, I'm thinking back to 2008 when we had like six, seven big local names running for that seat.
People you knew.
Yeah. And that wasn't the case today.
Mm-hmm.
But congratulations to Caroline Dodson for her victory yesterday. And let's hope that that result will get around to some of the others. There's still primaries and things happening, and other candidates are going to run. Given what's going on now, we heard during the news that the Trump Stormy Daniels garbage trial
is off today.
Yeah. Isn't today the day he's supposed to go to Barron's graduation?
I'm not sure if it's this Wednesday or next Wednesday that Barron is graduating. I suppose we could Google that.
I would like to find out. Oh, by the way, our friends at NPR.
Yeah.
A whistleblower came forward and said,
I heard, and he got fired.
Yeah. He got suspended for a week without pay for telling the truth, because we can't have the truth coming out of NPR.
Yeah, he said he couldn't believe the bias.
We have a random call at 619. Good morning.
Morning, Greg. It's Station Wagon Pete.
Hey, Station Wagon Pete. How are you?
What's up, man?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Can't complain.
Hey, I just wanted to have the city count.
I think we lost your signal.
You're fading in and out.
You must be in between towers.
Pete, you there?
Well, you could probably call back a little bit when you get closer to another tower.
Yeah. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I'm getting a new phone. I finally surrendered. Nobody could hear me on the speaker. And I didn't realize this thing is 5 years old.
Are you going to get a 15 or a 14?
15.
Okay.
I called up Verizon, and I said, I see you advertise for new customers by offering them a free phone, a free iPad, and a watch. And I'd like to know what you're going to do for me. So they gave me a phone.
They did. Good for you. You saved a lot of money, because this stupid guy will pay, geez.
Well, I want to make sure, Janelle's phone is super important to her because she uses it at work too. So she's got a good. She got the, I think the Pro 13.
Well, I'm gonna have iPhone envy now. If you got a 15 and I got a 14,
we can't have that. We can't have me one iPhone ahead of you. So Jay, you wanna? Oh, he's not here yet. Oh. But you guys in the back, he is taking his place.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
What do you have, by the way?
14? Yeah, 14, I think.
We're 14s.
Yeah, 14.
Well, I'm going to be the big 15.
Next year, you'll be 16.
I have no... How do you transfer what you have on this phone to the new one?
It's in the cloud. It populates. It takes a while.
But what if there's no clouds that day?
Oh.
What if it's sunny?
Don't worry about it. It takes a little while. The better part of 18 hours to fully populate, but you can start using it right away.
That's for you, though.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. We don't know how much he's got to move over.
Oh, that's true.
On his end.
I've got a lot.
Well, I have a lot.
I think all the pictures and other stuff that should just sail through the cloud, right?
Right.
So we were ruminating.
Yeah.
The password is ruminating.
Ruminating.
What's going on? There's nothing happening. We had the primary election yesterday, and there was a surprise. Caroline Dodson did win.
Yeah, the runoff, yeah.
And I believe her come from behind win was strictly due to doubts about Dick Brubaker's willingness to support Donald Trump. On the record with too many negative comments, right now, here, that hurts you. We spent a lot of time yesterday, some in the morning and in the afternoon, talking about crime. And this summit. They're having a violence summit from the mayor of our city and the mayor of Selma.
Well, and there'll be no more crime after that.
It's called the Blind Leading the Blind Summit.
Hey, so
all talk, no action.
I was on the Atlanta Highway and I went past the Red Lobster and I felt really creepy.
Yeah, that...
Really creepy.
that incident, sometimes that's what it takes. And it should never have to take that, but sometimes that's what it does take to get people off their ass and demand better. Now, there was supposed to be a meeting last night at the city council chamber. We promoted the location. And, hey, if you're tired of this, if you really want to save this city, you need to show up and get in their face and let them know this is not... This is just not acceptable. And why we don't have enough officers? We had a day last week in the afternoon where there were 10 wrecks. It was a nice day, too. 10 wrecks, not a single one.
Isn't that...
Had a police officer in attendance.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So they probably have one officer that is doing accidents?
Yeah. And that's not acceptable either. That was not the case when I moved here. You know, when you call the police, they were pretty much there in a timely way.
Yeah.
Whatever the situation might be.
Yeah.
So, and only one person knows the real reason why we are understaffed. Or did we just find a leftist way to defund and stick it to the face of the people we hate in this town? Right, Mr. Mayor? You're worthless. Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire, would love to be the people that keep your car on the road, that provide you great ongoing maintenance, that are there for you when your check engine light comes on or some other calamity works, you know, an odd noise that the engine or the car is making. They're so good at it because they're so experienced. These are real professional people who have been with Don for a long time. He's a great guy to work for, so there's not a lot of turnover. And they offer customer service that makes it possible for you to get your car taken care of without going to tremendous inconvenience. From three locations serving you from Mount Duncan and Millbrook, the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan in southeast Montgomery. So if you need a ride or some type of accommodation to get that vehicle taken care of, just let them know. I know our audience isn't the kind of group that likes to ask people for things, but that's how they make it work for you. So don't hesitate. If you need a ride to your office or back to the house, just order it up, and they'll get you taken care of with a car. And visit Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook to find the latest deals they have on major name brand tires, all at a wholesale price and always a price that includes professional installation. And finally, don't forget about their new VIP Club, which will get you 10% off any work you have done at all three Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire locations. Time is 6:25. We're going to get you our first look at the roads with Skipper and 1819 News.
Well, if you're up and about on this Wednesday, we're looking good all over the area. We're not seeing any major problems anywhere. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, Montgomery, giving you an all clear right now. But traffic is building. We're going to keep an eye on things for you. Keep it here for updates. At McKinnon Toyota, financing as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall reveals more about a bombing suspect who's accused of leaving an explosive device filled with nails and metal shrapnel near the AG's office in Montgomery. That bomb was detonated in the early morning hours. However, no one was hurt. Marshall spoke on Newsmax about Kyle Douglas Calvert of Irondale, who was recently arrested.
He is an individual on social media who's proclaimed his allegiance to Antifa, that believes very strongly in using aggressive behavior and violent behavior to go against a government that he doesn't support. And he's also somebody that has stated very strong beliefs against conservatives, about those in the pro-life movement, and definitely against the church. And there's very little doubt in my mind that the placement of that device was intentional at our office, and particularly knowing the positions that I take and the issues that I'm directly involved with, was trying to send a message to dissuade us from being involved in those issues that matter to the people of Alabama, and I think correctly positioned ourselves on behalf of the people of the nation.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Brian Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
The identity of skeletal remains that were found in January are that of Nicholas Turley of Talladega County. The remains were found at the Talladega National Forest. An investigation into cause of death continues, but is not believed to be foul play. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This town needs an enema.
Ain't it awful?
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time to get up, everyone. We'll make sure that you have fun. Get your weary self out of bed. Don't you sleep no more.
It is 6:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Click your heels together. We'll get out of Kansas and go back to the phone to Rambo, who was at the city council meeting last night. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. How are you doing this morning?
How are you?
I'm doing great. Greg, we went down there last night. It was horrible. Amy's mother spoke last night, and it was really heartbreaking. And she hit on a lot of good points last night, and everybody stood up and applauded for it, except our great mayor of Montgomery. He decided he wanted to sit instead of standing up. But I didn't realize that so many people are moving out of Montgomery every year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It's a crime.
Yeah.
It's a crime. A lady said she was held up at gunpoint near Publix the other day. Two people stuck a gun in her face. The police didn't come. People called 911, and they never show up. The neighborhood that my daughter stays in Halcyon, they have a squatter there that's shooting guns out the front door.
Yeah, that's across the street from me. That's my neighborhood, and it's across the street from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rich, that's horrible. That is absolutely horrible. But the police, they have their hands tied. We don't want to do anything about it. We're sorry. I had an incident the other day on Sunday. A state trooper was chasing a young man in a motorcycle, and he was trying to tackle him down, so I had to get out of my truck to help the state trooper hold this fool down who was running red lights and going down one-way streets. I mean, Montgomery is out of control, and if people can't realize that, they're stupid.
I agree. How are we supposed to survive this? If the leadership doesn't care if you move or stay in the city, and how many other people are going to wind up getting caught in the crossfire of people who obviously believe, I can do whatever the hell I want, and I'm not going to get caught. There's no consequences for this.
No, there are no consequences. But you can do whatever the hell you want to do. We called the police last year. Somebody was trying to beat our door down, and they came after I made a comment and said, "Well, if you don't come, somebody's fixing to die because they come in this house. I'm going to shoot them."
Yeah, and then they'll arrest you.
Yeah. Oh well, that's what they said. You got to watch what you say on the telephone. I said, "No, ma'am, it's true. If they come in my home, I'm going to shoot them." my wife was in the bedroom, scared to death, just trying to figure a way to get out the back door. And they finally came, and they let the guy go. They let him go. He just got out of the county jail. They let him go. He was at the wrong address, he said. I said, well, it was just fixed to be his last wrong address he was at. Because if he'd came to the house, I would have shot him. Greg, it's horrible. Rich, I feel so sorry for you. I rode through your neighborhood the other day, and I was just thinking, what a beautiful neighborhood.
Well, fortunately, the squatters left in the middle of the night recently, and they're gone. But they were just shooting guns. Two different guns on a Saturday morning at 9:05 a.m. straight into the air outside in front of their house. Yeah.
That is absolutely horrible.
Yep.
And I do a lawn service over there, you know, and I see, Greg, you can't even have a lawn equipment. They'll cut your logs off your lawnmower and take it with them.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Call the police, and they said, what do you want us to do about it?
Yeah.
I said, do your job.
Yeah, how about that? Let's start with doing your job.
Yeah, they would not enter that house, by the way. They just said, there's nothing we can do. Kick the door in. No, we're not allowed to.
Well, you know,
by who? By our police chief, who is, they still haven't given a reason for his leave of absence, even though we know what it is.
Yeah.
A gentleman that, I don't know whether he is from the dealership, where the guy got shot that worked for the dealership. Do y'all remember that?
Yeah, down on Woodley Road.
Yeah, well, he was there last night, and he addressed the mayor. He wants a full report of why this fool chief, the new chief of police, is leaving to go back to New Orleans. Well, you know, he's related to the mayor's wife. That's why he's here. I didn't realize that.
In spite of a track record that indicated that the very reason he's being given a leave now was happening there.
Well, my friend from New Orleans gave me the whole lowdown, who used to be with the New Orleans Police Department, and said he was a fool. He was an absolutely womanizing fool.
Yeah.
But, Greg, I love you. You lift me up every day, you and Rich and your team. I mean, you really hit on a lot of good subjects, and I appreciate that. I really do.
Glad to do it, man. I am. So everybody left there last night. Very optimistic, right, that something's going to be done, something's going to change? No.
Nothing's going to change. I could tell when I left last night, I had an older black woman standing next to us, and she's the president of her little neighborhood. She said she is tired of all these thugs running up. No helmets, four-wheelers, goat cars, motorcycles, weaving in and out of traffic, acting like a bunch of fools. And I saw one the other day right in the middle of downtown, going down the middle of the road, using that as his racetrack. And the cop rode right by him, act like he didn't even see him.
Yeah, well, probably didn't for some reason.
That's the town. This is the town and the times we live in now.
It is, and it's very regrettable. Thank you so much for taking the time to call, Rambo.
All right, y'all have a great day.
Appreciate
y'all.
And we have Bo Holt.
Good morning. You know I've got something to say about that.
Yeah.
You know, I know we're probably up against a break here soon or something.
We are.
Yeah, we're getting late.
It's just with all this illegal immigration and everything, too, again, you know, you're not going to be able to run for it. Somebody's going to have to eventually stand up and just stand their ground, because you cannot run from this. It's going everywhere.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's because the leadership in a lot of cities is Democrat. And they love pandering to the criminal element. I don't understand.
Well,
maybe because
them.
So many of them are criminals, too.
I agree.
Bo, good luck, buddy.
Have a good one, gentlemen.
All right, see you.
All right, in 2 minutes, we'll be back with the timeline for the 17th of April.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy,
Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RU177074, $4,995 due at sign. VIN number PA02014, $3,700 due at sign. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow right now with 0% for 42 months. Retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% for 42 months on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Deesville Ace Hardware and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. They're located on US 31 North, just off the Pine Level exit. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase. Other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 6:38 with the timeline for the 17th of April. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
108 days into the year, 258 days are left on National Cheese Ball Day. It's also National Crawfish Day. I mentioned the other day, the thing about crawfish to me is there's too much work for not enough food. You know what I mean?
Janelle did a plate of those last time I was down in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Might go down next weekend.
There must be a trick in doing it real
fast. She's figured it out. Man, they give you a ton of those things, too.
Oh, of course, because there's not a lot of meat in them. It's Ford Mustang Day. We'll find out about that here soon, down the road here. I bought two brand new GT convertible Mustangs. Exciting, exciting, exciting.
Mustang Day.
Love it.
Hit that down the road. See what he did there, that little...
Mm-hmm. Oh, down the road.
Yeah, down the road.
Actually,
car, road. Yeah.
Down the road.
There you go.
Because most Mustangs are on the road. National Banana Day. I love me bananas. I really do. And they're so good for you. This is National Bat Appreciation Day, and I'm not talking about Louisville Sluggers.
Oh, you must mean Nancy Pelosi.
I didn't say old bats.
Oh, sorry.
This is the best time of the year to observe bats because they're coming out of their hibernation. I did not know that. Some of them could live for 40 years. That is your bat fact.
She's 82.
Of the day. That's right. 1790, Benjamin Franklin died in Philadelphia. He was 84, which at that time, wow, if you lived to be 84 in 1790, that was a big deal. Check out Ben's wise word of the day.
Yeah, and he had the VD and everything during his life, too.
He was a womanizer, but if you would not be forgotten as soon as you are dead and rotten, either write things worth reading or do things worth writing. That's what Ben said.
Like that.
1815, heavy eruptions in a volcano in Indonesia, Tambora. The eruption was the largest ever recorded, and its effects were, it killed almost 100,000 people directly and indirectly. On this date in 1929, Babe Ruth married Claire Hodgson, a former member of the Ziegfeld Follies, at 5:45 a.m. to avoid fans who were expecting to crash the event at 6:30. When asked if they were going on honeymoon, Ruth said, to the ballpark, and he hit a home run for her that day.
Oh.
1937, Daffy Duck made its debut in Porky's Duck Hunt. 1960, rockabilly pioneer Eddie Cochran, who did Summertime Blues, he died in England from a severe brain injury sustained in a car crash. He was seriously injured with Gene Vincent in the car. Bebop-a-looba. She's my baby. 1961, the CIA launched one of its biggest disasters, the Bay of Pigs, on this date, the invasion of Cuba. Boy, oh boy. So, you know, Kennedy just went along with his advisors, and he got sucked in, and 100 attackers were killed, 200 escaped, remaining 1,200 were captured for ransom. 60 years ago in 1964, the Ford unveiled its newest model, the Mustang. Remember what those 64 and 65 Mustangs looked like?
Yeah, my grandpa had one.
Yeah.
But he bought one without power steering.
Really?
And I got to drive that car, and I got to tell you something, man. That was a workout.
Yes, sir. 1969, Sirhan was convicted of assassinating Robert F. Kennedy, given a death penalty a week later, ended up serving a life in prison, and he's now 77, I think. Astronauts of Apollo 13 splashed down safely on this date in 1970 in the Pacific Ocean. 71, Three Dog Night, number one with Joy to the World. I believe that's a Hoyt Axton song.
Joy I think you're correct on that.
51 years ago in 1973, the Eagles released their second album, Desperado, one of my favorites. You can track the whole album. Tequila Sunrise, Outlaw Man, oh my gosh. And, of course, the title track, Desperado. 75, Elvis Presley bought a Convair 880 jet, formerly owned by Delta Airlines. He bought it for $250,000, rechristened it the Lisa Marie. He went spending $600,000 to refurbish it to include personal quarters, a meeting area, and a dance floor.
That movie Priscilla was actually really, really good. Right, and yeah. It was amazing that they were able to do a movie about her and not use a single Elvis Presley song.
Is that right?
They didn't have rights to.
Oh, that's.
They didn't have the. They didn't have permission to use it. And so, but they found every other song you could to put home the point of what was going on in the scene that it was playing in.
How about that?
But it was really, really good. There was a lot of stuff I didn't know that came out of that. But that was actually common knowledge. It was just, I didn't know any of those things. That they got divorced, for one. I had no idea that they got divorced. Yeah.
Did you put in my new song of the day?
I did, yeah.
Okay. A song of the day comes from Stevie Nicks, her debut album. She expresses her grief resulting from the death of her uncle Jonathan and the murder of John Lennon during the same week in December of 1980. Boy, Stevie can really belt out a song. One of her first hits from 1982, On the Edge of 17. Stevie Nicks is on your timeline.
Just like the wild wing dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing.
On your timeline this morning, great way to get started. 93, a federal jury in L.A. convicted two former police officers, Stacey Kuhn and Lawrence Powell, violating the rights of Rodney King. Two officers were acquitted. Of course, when we think of Rodney King, we think of the line, do you have it?
Oh, yes, of course.
Can we all get along?
Yeah.
Can we get along?
Yeah.
Brilliantly parodied in Naked Gun 33 and a third.
1965, Beach Boys' Help Me Rhonda is released on this day. This is the day in 98, Linda McCartney died in Tucson, breast cancer. Barbara Bush died on this date in 2018 at the age of 92. Birthdays, Jennifer Garner is 48. Adam McKay, who directed and co-wrote Anchorman, is 52. Norman Boomer Esiason. Former NFL quarterback is 59 today. 25 days till Mother's Day, 40 days till Memorial Day weekend, 4th of July, 78 days away, Thanksgiving, 225 days, and Christmas, now, 252 days away. That is your time.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now here's...
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Another warm day today. I think clouds will dominate much of the time. There'll be some breaks. There's some breaks right now. But I think we're going to be dry, even though a front is approaching. It should fizzle before it gets here. So cloudy through tonight. Low tonight, 65. Another warm, dry day tomorrow. High, 86. Mostly cloudy. Widely scattered showers. Maybe a thunderstorm returning Friday and Saturday. Not severe in this part of the state, though. And then 87 for a high Friday, 84 Saturday, then much cooler on Sunday with a high only around 70, but scattered showers and thunderstorms. Right now, it is cloudy and 63 at 647.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Among troubling things I've heard recently is that even though Alabama law allows a driver whose car has been damaged in a wreck to pick the body shop that's going to fix it, many are still under big pressure from their insurance adjuster to go here as opposed to there. And the question becomes, do you want the job done or do you want it done right? And that's what Montgomery Paint and Body delivers every day and has for thousands of customers over four decades. They assess all the damage. They know how to make your case for what needs to be replaced, repainted, and repaired with the adjuster. Just get it there. If your car's not drivable, have it towed to MPB. And if it is, get that claim number from your insurance agent. Don't just ignore the pressure. And choose wisely. Choose Montgomery Paint and Body. The number's 27REC with a W. Donnie and Brandon Turner run the most ethical business in that field and take great care of their customers to such an extent that some I've never seen their car look better. That's why they call it good as new, maybe better. It's the result you deserve, and you get more bang for your buck at MPB. On the boulevard at East Shirley Lane, again, the number's 27REC with a W. At 649, this is your Salem Radio News Network replay, followed by traffic, and then today's Cheap and Trash.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello!
Jury selection to resume tomorrow in former President Trump's New York criminal trial. The court stands in recess today. Wednesday, a day off for the court. Deadly gunfire on a New York City street corner last night. The masked and hooded gunmen were riding scooters. The NYPD says one victim was killed, several other people injured around 6 p.m. in the Bronx. Several Russian missiles have hit an apartment building in northern Ukraine, killing at least eight people. Israel's military vows to retaliate for last weekend's Iranian missile and drone attacks, but how and when? We don't yet know. Former Democrat U.S. Senator and two-term Florida Governor Bob Graham has died. He was 87 years old. So far this morning, stock futures have been in positive territory on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow futures are up 170 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 49. The S&P futures are up 21 points. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your health care costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
We're seeing a lot more cars inbound to Montgomery now on 231 out of Wetumpka, I-65 southbound out of Millbrook and Prattville, 65 northbound and 85 southbound, putting some cars into Montgomery as well this morning. Boulevards are building. No major problems anywhere. We will keep you updated. Come by and check out the next generation compact track loaders at Thompson Tractor. With more power and a larger cab, this machine is built to impress. Join Thompson Tractor at their Montgomery demo event May.
Too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Our hearts, they're in everything we do. We follow our hearts. We cross our hearts. We have heart to hearts. And that's why it's time time to raise the bar for comprehensive heart care in Central Alabama. By combining the advanced technology of Baptist Health with the expert cardiologist of Montgomery Cardiovascular Associates, we are leading the way in the treatment and prevention of heart disease. With a skilled cardiovascular team and innovative procedures to treat complex cases and deliver a continuum of care that's not offered anywhere else in the region. Keeping your heart healthy and helping you recover sooner. It's a partnership that will give cardiac patients more quality time. Time to be together with loved ones for the times that matter most. Baptist Health and Montgomery Cardiovascular Associates. A partnership that's taking heart care to the next level.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months is $2,953 for 1,000 finance. MSRP 37,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month lease with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995 document expires 4/30/24.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the concert event of a lifetime. Taylor Swift Live. Get your tickets now, exclusively at Ticketmaster.com. It's so easy. Check your text messages for your verified individual access code. Then, use the link in that text and not the Ticketmaster homepage itself to enter the virtual waiting room. When the site crashes, simply log in once more and re-verify your access code and check to see if Ticketmaster shifted the time starts for purchases corresponding to the venue of your choice. The site will crash again. Log back in and re-verify your access code, and after a few short hours of refreshing your web browser, you'll be given the chance to enter the queue to purchase tickets to see Taylor Swift. Unless, of course, you're not a Capital One cardholder, in which case you'll be placed back into the virtual waiting room after simply re-verifying your individual access code unless it's already expired. There's a reason Taylor Swift Live is the toughest ticket of the upcoming summer concert series, and that reason is Ticketmaster, or as I call them, Ticket Bastards.
There's no business in show business to live. Movie theaters won't open in the U.S.
Billy Joel.
Tell Jackie when Broadway is shut
cut
down.
Cut her off.
Don't even. It's 6:55 on News Talk 93.1 FM. So the DOJ is doing this thing with Ticketmaster. We'll see. When was the last time I bought tickets? I think the per ticket fee was $22.
It's ridiculous.
No. So last time I tried, tickets went on sale at 10 a.m.
Yeah,
at 10:01, they're all gone.
They're gone, yeah.
And that's.
What were you trying for? Do you remember?
That could have been Eagles. I don't remember. It could have been Vampire Weekend. I don't know. But anyway, it's scalpers, right? And it's bots.
Mostly, yes.
Bots?
Yes, mostly. For your popular ones and your big ones, yes. Those Taylor Swift ones, probably all bots.
Yeah.
Who get it, and then they resell them. Yeah. It's a business.
Well, you can get tickets for anything you want.
Oh, totally.
As long as you're willing to pay through
In fact, that's a great question to ask you. What is the most money you've ever paid for a ticket?
Probably four.
Plane ticket, concert ticket, whatever. The most money you have ever paid for admission.
I don't know. I've been to so many of them for free that off the top of my head, I'm trying to think.
No, let's keep.
Or you want to keep it to concerts?
Let's keep it concerts.
Keep it to concerts?
I would say the $400 range.
I would say that for me as well. Probably a little less.
Yeah.
But yeah, close to that maybe.
But airline tickets, you know, and I always go first class. No, that's ridiculous.
Everything is ridiculous. We have come to this conclusion this morning. Everything is ridiculous. And we can include what we were talking about earlier from the city council meeting last night.
Mm-hmm. Everything
is ridiculous.
It's a good show. Just call this Everything Ridiculous. Everything's Ridiculous with Greg, Jay, and Rich.
I like that.
Yeah.
Sounds like a sitcom. Emma Roberts has a doll wall in her house that she wishes would come to life. My favorite doll scene, movie, TV show, is when George Costanza, I think it's the woman he's in, has a doll that looks just like his mother.
Yes.
And it has, like, evil spirits attached to it or something. Very haunting, very funny. Guess who's going to be a part of the Naked Gun remake?
I saw this. I'll let you tell him, but I saw it.
Well, we know Liam Neeson is.
Well, it's a female.
Yeah. Pamela.
Anderson.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to pop into the movie. I am not. I got to see this film when it comes out. I want to see this film.
Yeah.
But I'm ready to really not like it.
No, I don't
see Liam Neeson as funny.
But I'm going to give it a chance. Because I like the franchise. And it's Zucker and Abrams, right?
Yeah.
Doing it?
And Pam will play the love interest of that was Priscilla Presley.
Mm-hmm.
That's the role she's going to have.
If it's Zucker and Abrams, then I'm definitely going to give it a chance.
They may be producing it. I don't think they're involved in, like, directing it or anything like that. Right? No. It's somebody else that's directing.
You know, there's no movie that I'm thinking of this summer. What's the big block? But what's going to be this year's Barbenheimer?
That's a good question.
Summer, we should pull up summer releases. That's a very good question.
This turned up. It's a Sopranos themed video to convince LeBron James to become a New York Knick. This goes back a few years.
Tony, I'm so glad we moved to New York. Life is so much better now.
Yeah. Good to see you.